Belgian police have arrested six people in Brussels as a major investigation continues into Tuesday's suicide attacks. The US Secretary of State John Kerry is due to travel to Brussels today to discuss security and express his condolences amid reports that the two brothers involved in the bombings were on a US terrorism watch list before the attacks. From Brussels, here's Anna Holligan.
The arrests in the Skarbek district followed house-to-house searches. Residents said they heard explosions during the raids, but the cause was unclear. The FBI has refused to confirm whether Ibrahim al-Bakrawi, who carried out the attack at Zaventem Airport, and his brother Khaled, responsible for the metro bombing, were known to US authorities, saying disclosure would impair the government's ability to investigate and counteract terrorism. John Kerry's visit comes at a time of consternation, with many questioning Europe's competence on counter-terrorism.
French police have spent the night searching a block of flats in Paris following the arrest of a man accused of planning a terror attack in France. The Interior Minister said a plot that was at an advanced stage had been foiled by the arrest of the suspect in the suburb of Argenteuil. Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
Police sealed off the block of flats in Argenteuil late in the evening and they've been searching it overnight. This morning, media reports say they found a small quantity of explosives. The man whose arrest led them to the place has not been named. This morning, it's being reported that the man is known to the authorities, having been convicted in his absence in another European country for helping recruit volunteers for so-called Islamic State in Syria.
The trial is due to begin in Turkey today of two senior journalists from one of the country's oldest newspapers, Cumhuriyet. Can Dündar, the paper's editor-in-chief, and its Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are accused of spying after publishing reports claiming that the Turkish government tried to smuggle weapons to rebels in Syria. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan personally filed a criminal complaint against them. The two men deny the charges. Trading has begun for the first time at the Yangon Stock Exchange in Myanmar. Shares from just one company, a conglomerate called FNI, are available, though only to Burmese investors. Jonah Fisher has this report.
The first share traded for 31,000 chat. That's about $25. Just one stock, but for that you get a tiny stake in a sprawling conglomerate that includes an airline, property, a bank, even hot air balloons. Whether Yangon Stock Exchange becomes a sleepy vanity project or a vibrant source of capital remains to be seen. Very few Burmese companies meet the standards of transparency and expertise required to list. Most of the largest businesses here are run by well-connected individuals, many of whom are still subject to sanctions.
Jonah Fisher. World News from the BBC. The Afghan army says Taliban militants have shot dead a senior army officer in the city of Kandahar. Brigadier General Khan Aga was walking with his son after visiting a mosque when they were attacked by gunmen. Both were wounded and General Aga died later from his injuries. The two assailants were shot dead by his bodyguards. The Taliban have said they carried out the attack. Police in Malaysia say they've arrested 15 suspected members of the militant group Islamic State. They say the suspects were trying to obtain chemicals to make bombs and were planning to launch attacks. The American Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia and the US have set a target date of August for the warring parties in Syria to draw up a new draft constitution. After talks with President Putin in Moscow, Mr. Kerry said they'd agree to press the Syrian government and rebels to speed up talks on a political transition. However, he did not say whether Mr. Putin had agreed that President Assad should step down as part of that transition.
Russia will have to speak for itself as to what it's going to choose to do in order to help Mr. Assad make the right decisions. But we agreed today on what we announced, that we will accelerate the effort to try to move the political process forward.
John Kerry. Microsoft has pulled from the internet artificial intelligence software that was designed to respond to social media comments by chatting like a teenage girl. The program's chatbot character, Tay, was grounded when she began to make racist, sexist, and other offensive remarks. The software was designed to learn from conversations with real people. The Rolling Stones have arrived in Cuba for a landmark free concert that's expected to attract 500,000 people later on Friday. The concert, which comes 3 days after a historic visit to Cuba by President Obama, is being seen as another sign of real change on the island. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.